Bloomfield, Indiana. I've lived here. Well, I was born here in 1939, and I lived in California 5 years, went to college there, and moved back here in 1967. And lived in Connecticut for, I guess, a year and a half. And now this is an obituary of my great-grandfather, if I can find it here real quick. Okay, this is an obituary of my great-grandfather, George Jackson, who was settled near Owensburg in 1842. It's kind of interesting, since he was a Democrat. In politics, Uncle George was a Democrat of the old type. And when asked to scratch his ticket last fall, he said he had voted the straight ticket more than 60 years and he didn't wish to spoil his reputation in his old days. Early in life, Uncle George united with the Baptist Church and continued that faith to the end. He died at the old home in Dresden, March 2, 1915, at the age of 83 years, 1 month, and 9 days. The children who survive him are Mrs. Nanny Dye of Indianapolis, Marion Jackson of Dresden, and Lilburn Jackson of Mineral. He also leaves two stepdaughters, Mrs. Sherman Hatfield of Lyons and Mrs. Howard Harold of Switz City, one brother, John W. Jackson of Hardinville, Illinois, and one sister, Sally Wilson of Avoca, and a host of relatives and friends. He was a kind and loving father, a devoted husband, and a faithful friend.